to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Right.
It's us again. You guys just make me laugh. Everything makes me laugh, honestly. But it's
Yeah, man. What's up? Welcome to the room. Yeah, man. Listen, you know what I love right now? It's like we've come to a point where our roomies and our roommates understand us.
Yeah.
And they want to talk to us and let us know what they think, right?
Love so you, roomies.
Before, which Amiso tells you who's welcomed in our room, I've got a little note. From one of our roommates, né?
Yes.
So one of our roommates is saying the same thing that we had a conversation about on the last episode, right? About if you are making television and you're not watching television, why do you expect people to watch television? So I'm not going to read the whole thing because I can't read, guys. I refuse to get glasses, but yeah. but I will tell you who this is from. This is from Kosnati Masango, 012. Thank you, Kosnati. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for watching us.
Thank you.
So, but the question
he
is basically
said he likes Phil.
So basically, that's it's the same thing, you know, what she was saying, that I agree with Phil and whatever, you know, if you are watching television, if you know, if you are working in television, creating television, why are you not watching it and expecting other people to watch, you know, what you create? So response, babe, because you were on the other
I think my only issue with the comment is the cool part. I don't feel like I'm too cool to watch TV. Do you know what I mean? I'm either busy or I am trying to switch off, and switching off is everything. Do you know what I mean? So it's not a thing of I think I'm too cool. Shout out to everybody who watches TV. It's an amazing medium. It's going to be forever. I appreciate the people that have watched me over the years. So I don't think I'm too cool. Like, oh, TV's come on. Does that even sound logical to me? TV's so lame. Who still watches TV? I'm not Kourtney Kardashian. Do you know what I mean? I'm not making little stupid things an issue.
Why
you
is Kourtney catching hands?
Because she's like, I don't even watch TV. And then she said, I don't even want to dress up anymore. Like, it's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she just
acts
like she's too cool for everything. I'm saying that's not like what I was saying. I was saying like, I just, I don't have a show that I follow. And yes, occasionally I have a show that I'm obsessed with. Like, I got into Game of Thrones really late. But otherwise, I just don't watch TV. I don't think I'm too cool for it. Shout out to TV. TV forever. Hire me again, please, guys. You see,
you
steady income. Steady income.
Wow. Please, guys.
Now she's crushing up.
So thanks, roomies. Really appreciate your comments, man. Let's get a tab, man. You know, we
keep
are cool
coming.
People. Keep them coming. We're going to be very honest with you guys. And we'll answer your questions if you have any questions. So, Shabiso, who's welcomed here?
So it's for the girls, the gays, the them, the theys, and the straight men if they behave. But the straight men, you guys are behaving. So I might,
I love them.
The door for you a bit more. Do you know? It's also, Londi, you look beautiful.
Are we here again?
I like this color, this braid color on you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you
and I like the
beautiful
cat eye. You know what I mean? It's coming with the vibes.
You're trying to impress you today.
Respectfully. Yeah, you did
I
it
went
for me.
All out today.
Yeah, no, I had a feeling. Shout out. respectfully.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
Phil, how you feeling?
Two ladies featuring Phil. I'm feeling good.
Are you sweating?
I am sweating. The lights in here are killing me.
No,
but anyway,
so you guys
are
with the real air conditioning.
Yeah, we're gonna get through it. So, ladies, what did you get up to then this weekend? No face, no case.
Oh,
what's
my
go first?
Gosh.
I can go first.
Okay, yeah, go.
So my no face, no case is a picture of my friend. I went to the BAL this past weekend.
BAL, what is that?
Basketball Africa League.
Okay.
So it's the basketball on the
went.
Yeah, like just to highlight basketball on the African continent. It's not a huge sport here, you know. So there's the BAL. It's an amazing event. I was working there. I went with my friend Michelle, and she really wanted a picture with this guy. His name is David Craig. He's huge.
He looks like a very buff AKA.
She is rough. She is a bit shorter than me. So he is double our height. Like, he is over 2 meters tall.
Yeah.
So I was like, you must be a descendant of some sort of giant family or something, because it is abnormal how big that man is.
Wow, what a sexy man.
But he's, you're going to say that in front of me. In front of me.
Wow.
You don't even try.
I was supposed to be at that game.
Okay.
Because
you're going to talk to him in front of me.
Yes.
Damn, the women these days.
Yes.
They'll hurt you. But no, he's huge. So yeah, that's my no face, no case. I just found it so interesting. And I was like, I actually need to look into why this person is so tall. I wanted to ask him, like, where are you actually from? There's no way you're South African, because, you know, it's...
Wait.
Quick one.
Yes. When they've had these kind of things in South Africa... It's always been like the Americans and whatever coming to play with.
It's African.
South Africans.
It's African countries.
Just African. African countries.
Yeah, so the game was at, this was on Sunday, was South Africa. He's on the South African team, the Joburg Giants, versus Kenya.
Oh.
Wait, he's on the South African team?
Yeah, that's what I was like. How are you South African? There's no way South African.
Kenyans, they've got the Maasai, they're tall, so...
No, he was taller than everybody.
And he's South African?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know where he's from, but people were saying he's South African, but
that's
our Joburg Giants team.
Okay.
So, Joburg Giant for real.
Do you have fun, though?
Yo, I had such a good time. It was so nice because, you know, I was working there, so I got to sit courtside. There's a time where a basketball player almost fell on me, but it's a part of sitting courtside. You know what I mean? Drinks were flowing, popcorn. And it's also really well organized. Like, I didn't see complaints about people's phones getting stolen. There wasn't any sort of, like, traffic getting out. Do you know what I mean? So it was a proper, BAL is a proper, well-organized event. It's still running this week, I think, until Saturday. So I'm definitely going to go back.
Okay. I might take along.
Yeah, come with me, Phil.
I was invited. Yeah. I want to go for the last one.
As long as you don't talk to boys in front of me.
Yes.
Shami, so in order to controlling, Jay, what's going on?
A bit.
Lance, what's up?
Okay, my no face, no case is a speaker.
Okay.
A very cracked speaker, because I had an activation in Soweto at Jabulani Mall.
For your braids?
Yes, for my braids. But the drama in that was that this speaker did not work.
Okay.
So there's a guy called Robin. He had one job.
Yes.
Robin, fuck
to
you.
Get us speaker that works and a mic. We stood there in front of the crowd for like an hour waiting for a new speaker. Because now my brother had to run to Cash Crusaders. He ran to Game. Imagine, if Uchahil and you need to get something immediately, would you go to Game?
No.
Why are you going to Game? There's a Cash Crusaders.
So it's... Did the other speakers work, or this is the only one and it wasn't working?
Okay, my brother ended up getting one and he got one. They came back at the same time. So now we had two speakers.
Okay.
That were very low.
Take them
in volume. Like my voice was higher, mind you, Kuluma, than those speakers.
Oh, damn.
So I saw the videos of that activation, right?
Yes.
And I saw for my big brother, housemate.
Yes.
Wilano.
Agadlaza.
Agadlaza. So you all were doing the bum dance.
Yes.
What is the bum dance?
The bum dance. And we had fun, though. It was
it's
great.
It's on the socials.
It was great.
It's on the socials. And people assumed that it was a concert because, you know, they're like, what is Ilano? What is Ilano and Ulondi doing?
Yeah. I actually know her before Big Brother.
Oh, is it?
She used to tag along because she was or still is friends with Sammy. DJ Sandy, sorry.
Oh, DJ Sandy.
So DJ Sandy used to DJ for me at my gigs. And then DJ Sandy used to tag her along. So that's how I know Ilano.
Right, so my no face and no case is a surprise to you guys. I want you to watch these two videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Videos?
Damn, I don't know.
Shabani.
Audio.
Ngihlala la Alexander. Ngizethe mina first ukuthi ngisize. Udadewethu ukhanyisile ulala nomntana wakhe womfana esifoni yakhe. Le nto noma siqala ukuyizwa isimangazile ngoba yathusa sikaze sizwe vele into nje yathusa. Sonke siwumndeni sithukile asazi nokusithathe ngihlanganise naye. Umntana wakhe amzalayo. Hayi mashona. Eh. Iqiniso? Iqiniso. Iqiniso. I'm not sure if you're a good person. Waphuza amaphilisi awuvade ukuthi uvuke esibhedlele 2 times ngendaba yokuthi umama yakhe ulala nobhuti wakhe. ayikho right lento libhlungu kakhulu
so usisi wakho lo nehlobene kanjani
umntana kaba mkhulu wami
ama mkhulu wako so usisi wakho
usisi wami
unabantwana mhlaba abanye
unabantwana right 8
lona imsolayo
uqali first born yakhe
yeah besaba nabanye abantwana
abanye abantwana balendlela leyo.
Can someone explain to me what the hell is this? Let's see the other video.
There's another phone gang.
What's happening?
There's the lady.
Umntana umzele wena ngokwakho sisi. Mina ngizange ngizwenze ishofla. Angimemezi nawe ngifuna nje ukusiza. Lo mntana uzalwa nguwe. Umthatha kanjani ubuyisele la ivela khona? He? Indaba sisi.
Mekhulu ikasiphela indaba. Ufuna ukuthi ufuna usizo unalo usizo ke bazokusiza.
Mina ngizokusiza. Angizange ngizohlaza umuntu mina ngizokusiza. Ngoba umntana lo kumele akhululwe kuwe. Ungomdala, unengqondo. Umntwana lo uyenza into wena omlaye ukuthi akayenze. Mhlaphe ngokuba ngabe uyiqale kungathi uyogangayo. Kodwa wena uyambonisa mhlaphe ubize nehlobanethi. Manje usizakala kanjani uma kunjena khansile? Umhlaba wonke lo mwe lokhuluma ngawo. Angeke ngihambe la mina ungasizakalanga.
I need so much context.
So, yeah, let me give you that.
So much context.
So, Sunday, Pela, I was...
That's him sleeping there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no, so, sorry. First of all, just questions for you to answer. What is the show? What is it about?
Yeah.
And what's happening? Because I don't understand Zulu and my eyes are bad. So, okay, what's happening?
Okay, so...
So, Sundays, at home, Baba Last, Big Brother's done. So, I'm looking for something to watch because, you know,
yeah.
I can't go out and, you know... And I stumble onto this show. So the show is called Family Affairs.
Okay.
Ne? And basically the gist of the show is the presenter is supposed to come and solve family problems.
Mm.
But from what I gathered after the 4 episodes that they have on DSTV that I was able to see that it's more about families that have crossed that line. Because the first episode, what you just watched there, ne?
Mm.
Is a lady who is having sex with her own child.
What?
Firstborn.
Oh, you didn't hear that.
Yeah. They are literally having sex. And in the episode, when you watch the episode and try to understand, what the hell? What's going on? She's saying she's got 8 kids. And
the lady in the green or the lady that's
coming. So the lady in green is the one who
is complaining.
Yes.
Complaining.
Yes.
This is yes class.
Yes.
It's bringing shame to the family.
Mm.
So the lady, when she tries to explain herself as to why she's doing this, right? She's saying, the kids, the early kids, like the firstborn, secondborn, whatever, she was not able to raise because she had them when she was very young and blah, blah. So this kid, he's only 25, right? Comes into her life later in life. She's like 40-something, whatever.
Mm.
And the way that she's explained that, he started off as a buyer bonder.
Wait, how old is the child?
25.
She is?
40-something, 42, 43.
So it's like we're bonding as mother and child. Like they are both aware that they are mother and child.
They are very much aware. There's no, everybody knows who everybody is.
Okay.
Yes, and
then...
And they are having sex. But in the context of the whole show, like all the episodes, the other episode is two brothers, right? Brothers. They know that they are brothers. And they are having sex with their sister. At first, they were doing it separately. So they were dating her separately. And then at some point, they found out, this person is her sister because the uncle interceded into the whole thing. Guys, this person is your sister.
Oh, so they didn't know.
No, at first, they didn't know. Or maybe they pretended that they didn't know. I can't remember correctly. But there's a point where the family intervened. And said,
no, but this
bafana,
one,
it's not right.
But this one, this is the mother.
Yeah.
So we bonding, what's and then through the bonding of mother and child, we
what
just,
happens?
We...
Yeah, but the question that I wanted to kind of gauge you on, guys, so good thing.
My stomach is turning.
You know, a lot
I'm
of
not
people,
okay, guys.
Yeah,
that's
a lot
not.
Of people criticize emotainment. So emotainment is what other people would call trash TV. So the cleaner name for it is emotainment. You know,
okay.
these reality shows where there's real people that are not celebrities, whatever, but they, you know, real life stuff, whatever, right? And I've always been averse to black people saying that platforms like Emoja Love are ruining black society because they are putting all these shows that are embarrassing and showing the dark side of our black experience, blah, 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 right?
Mm.
And I've always been averse to that conversation, being the only conversation, because I'm like, but at the same time, you have shows that will show you things that you don't know that are happening within our society that are happening, and we are now being made aware of them. Mm. And hopefully as a society, we can be able to kind of, you know, remedy that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to hear from you guys, because I'm biased because I come from the world of television behind the scenes, right? So I'm much more on some, no, people have to see.
Yeah.
You know, people have to see. But then at the same time, there's the element of shock porn.
Yeah. I'm not okay.
Do people actually have to see this thing?
That actually just made me like feel really sick.
Talk. Let's be real. Let's be honest.
No, that made me feel really, yo. I can't even put into words. Mm. Now that you've explained what the hell I just watched, I'm actually like, ugh. But at the same time, I do think that there's a lot of strength and learning that comes with vulnerability. So even though it's people's real lives and it's a lot of pain and it's, you know, I still think that there is something to be taken from that. And also just a lot of things that we don't have to kind of like be shamed for, you know. Mm. Like growing up, I've always been a very open person about my emotions. And at first my mom was kind of like, yo, you don't have to tweet that you are suicidal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then now she's always like, you have been my biggest teacher in teaching me that like vulnerability is actually a strength. And it's there's nothing wrong with it. Like there's nothing wrong with my story.
Yeah.
You know? So I do think things like that are hard to see and hear and listen to, but I do think that I do think it is necessary, because there's a lot of shame to society in general. That's why people don't want to come out when they've been raped, or people don't want to talk about things they experienced in their childhood where their uncle maybe did this or whatever the case may be, because of all the shame that's attached to victims. And victims don't need to have shame. Everybody else should be ashamed, you know?
Yeah.
So I think for me on that, it's like, yeah, it's good TV, but it's also like, I think someone out there maybe feels less alone seeing that these things happen to people. You know?
I don't know. I'm not okay. As
okay,
a mom,
no, speak your truth.
That's fucked up.
My heart is so heavy right now.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
But I feel like sometimes, I mean, coming from the reality TV space, right? Mm. Yes, we do like you being real and all of that. But at the end of the day, like sometimes it does more damage.
In what way?
In
what way?
Like, for some people, they might watch this and get ideas. Someone might watch it and learn something. So it just depends on how you look at it. Someone might say, oh, okay. So other people are also doing it, you know? So it's fine to do it. So I feel like, I don't know. I'm just feeling somehow. I'm like, who invited the cameras? Is it the mom?
No,
Is it the aunt? Did she say she needs the help from TV?
Yeah, and
yes, because they've been told many times that they must stop what they're doing, but they were not listening.
Do you think she was trying to put it on blast, as in to
stop
it?
It's like she was being put on blast because they're covering themselves. It's like they're not okay with
when
this
you watch
coming
the episode,
out.
So obviously, I couldn't
is there not another way that this situation could have been sorted out
outside of TV? The mother does take the blanket off,
and
you actually see
her face.
At some point, she does actually speak straight to camera
and
try to explain herself.
To say we were bonding and then what?
Yeah,
because for me, I don't like it when people's problems are being used as entertainment.
Okay.
I have a problem with that.
Because,
I mean, it's nice when you're watching from the other side and it's entertainment for you, but these are people's real lives, you know? This is someone's son. This is an actual mom. She has 7 other kids apart from that son. So maybe it might do more damage for the kids when they watch the TV show. So for me, it's like, you know, there's a line that you...
But now, if the situation is that we've been trying to stop this, it's not stopping.
So TV's gonna
okay,
help.
Okay, so I wanna. That's what I'm saying.
So full watching. How is full gonna assist by him watching and saying, "Wow, look,
that's crazy."
That's it.
I will answer that. Let's hear.
Okay,
okay.
I wanna ask to speak to Londi's point. Is the TV thing a thing of like, maybe if I shame her publicly, then she'll stop?
Yeah.
Or is it a thing of, because I mean, the host. I don't know her qualifications, but I'm saying it's like, you're not an expert, right?
Yeah.
So you're not like a family psychiatrist or psychologist. So I do get where you're coming from in the sense that it's like, you've brought these cameras here to try solve a problem with someone who's not an expert on the problem.
Exactly.
So where is the solve? Is the solve in the shame and the embarrassment?
But just to be fair, I don't know specifics of how the production works, but I know Zanzi Magic used to have a show called Umkhondo Kwazekhaya.
Okay.
Which was kind of similar, but it did not go this far. Right? So it was more like cousins who meet and they start dating, and now the family are like, no, you guys are cousins, kind of thing. You know what I mean? You cannot be dating. But I knew that they had like a psychologist or family Ntonto only person. I think Master Church is very strict on that.
Yeah?
With Moja Love, I cannot speak to it because I don't know. I don't know if Moja Love does offer that. Hopefully they do.
But how do they like wrap the episode?
What did the mom say? She said we were bonding via.
Yeah, so the mom says that we'd be so the mom is on some hore. My kids, I could not raise my kids. I don't know where my kids are because I was young, going through whatever the most. I found a man. I had other kids with this man. This man left me. And then now I'm trying to rebuild my life. This boy came into my life. And then I was bonding with him. And I felt guilty about not having been there. And one thing led to another.
Oh, jeez. That's impossible. Sick. I'm sorry.
But anyway, whoever wants to go watch the episode, the episode is available on DSTV.
No.
So go watch.
How much did they pay you for this promo?
I'm actually sick right now. I actually need to chuckle a bit because I'm sad right now.
Can I get a shot of something?
Man, that actually just made me so sad.
I'm sorry, but no, but honestly, because my thing is on, it's been on this thing, y'all guys. Where's the line? Because we talk about the line all the time, whether we're with our families or whatever.
Yeah.
Because right now, when you look at television, scripted drama is not a thing anymore. You understand? What we're seeing all the time right now is reality TV, whatever. Yeah. But at what cost are we consuming this content? At what cost are we creating this content?
Real incest, there's no need for that. It's unnecessary.
I don't care how old he is. No. He, it's still fucking disgusting.
Also, why must I watch it? Why?
Personally,
I'm curious as an audience.
What is it for? Yeah, entertainment?
No, that show is just lost in audience. You see, you guys said I was too cool to watch TV.
No.
This is why.
Listen, let me shock you again, right? Did you watch the interview with Podcast and Chill?
Oh my God.
And
the runner up of Big Brother.
You love Big Brother.
That lady. The lady with the face and the.
And the
yes,
and
that
the
one,
wig.
That one.
And the wig. Yeah, I did. Hey, thoughts? Man, I'm just glad that they got the interview, not us. I don't think I would have particularly enjoyed that.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. She just seemed. I don't like how she spoke to Ghost Lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just a bit rude.
Also, I don't think she.
And
likes
I think
girlies.
If she was on our show, at least like MacGyver and Saul, they like you know they.
I don't think
they,
she
they,
likes
they,
women.
They can be full of shit, and so I think they can talk to someone who's full of shit.
Yeah.
Whereas I think, as personally, I wouldn't have been interested in doing. That interview.
Engaging in. Okay. Yeah, no. Fair enough.
But I mean, she was captivating, you know. Yeah. I ended up watching all 3 hours.
Yeah, I did too.
Of that interview.
Shockingly, I like, honestly, that's first time ever.
Yeah. But I was just like, what the hell is going on? Are we in Italy? Are we in, what's the other countries you mentioned? She
Dubai.
Said she traveled to Dubai. Yeah. She was in
Poland.
Dubai. Ooh. Then she went to Italy. Then she flew for the interview, for the Big Brother interview. Then she flew back to Italy.
Yeah.
Then she was working as a waitress. Then she was studying. Then she saved money.
Yes.
Evana, how long is
money from where?
I'm what like, my
life.
Sister.
Shout out.
Wow. You're doing a lot.
So my takeaways from the episode are two things, right?
Yeah.
One, I need to call Umekji to order. Umekji coddled Uthandeka in that episode. Coddled.
They were flirting.
Flirting.
Flirting is crazy.
There was some flirting.
They were
but
flirting.
I feel like, but at the same time, there was an element that I was like, okay, is he coddling her or is he just setting her up to be too comfortable?
You know, so that she can
you know what I mean? I mean, Meg G's
a pro. Extremely,
but it was 3 hours of it.
He's extremely intelligent.
Yeah.
And for that reason, he's very good at disarming people.
Yeah.
So you will get very comfortable and then boom.
And then there's narration as well.
No, and there's, I can't remember the guy's name, but there's an interviewer that's like that in the States. He's got ginger hair. He's also like a comedian. Fuck, I wish I could remember his name.
Yeah.
But he's also like that. It's like I'm not setting you up in the things that I'm saying, but I will disarm you so much that you'll set yourself up.
Yeah, yeah, Mac T does that.
You will end up fucking yourself up. Mm. Because you will end up saying things that are going to be controversial or whatever, because I'm that disarming. He's an extremely intelligent person in like in his interview
style. He was gaslighting her though.
Yes, but exactly. At some point. But here's the thing. Here's the problem that I had with. I kind of understood that whole thing. This person is the guest in your home. You want to get as much out of this person as you can.
Yeah.
So you're going to try and make them feel as comfortable as possible. Yes. Whatever. That's why even with the ghost lady situation, right? When people on social media were saying, why didn't ghost lady hit back? You know, I was like, no. Professional, you don't do that. This is the guest.
Yes.
Because as soon as the ghost lady had taken that feather, what's going to happen is that the girl was going to climb up.
Yeah,
and I still asked you to be here. So I, like you said, this is my home.
Exactly.
I'm the one who's going to serve you. But drinks.
Okay, finish.
I want to say this though, because I don't want to leave this McG thing, because I don't want people to think that I do genuinely, honestly feel that in as much as it was disarming and I understand that whole thing, you know, the process, I still do feel that there are certain questions that McG could have followed up on that he didn't. For instance, there's a lot that lady said that does not make sense.
Yes.
You know, like the whole process of her auditioning and coming to South Africa, the dots don't connect properly.
No.
At the same time, what does she do for a living?
When does she study? When does she go to Italy?
Up and down?
Exactly. Isn't she from the Val?
Apparently, we have a Vol inside source.
We have a Vol inside source.
Shout out to the Vol, Italy. Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying. So now we have someone who's from the Vol. We say she's from the Vol. And then the Vol is also called Italy. So maybe when she's referring.
That's what she was flying
referencing,
from.
Rather.
Yeah, but you don't learn Italian.
They don't have.
Guys. So she does speak Italian. So she is. She's. No, I do generally believe
I
that
speak
she's a
French.
Traveler.
Does it mean I'm from. Comment that
you but she never said she's from there. She's like, all right, guys. No, man.
So, me, I'm also.
When they come after you guys, Lingatipin did not defend us.
I flew from Paris. For this episode, I flew from Paris.
No, I literally landed from Spain.
And then
today.
I'm going to fly back.
No, actually, yes. I came from the Dominican Republic.
This episode, right?
It happens. It's an easy, quick thing. You know, it's only 2 hours to go to France.
And but also I'm going to use my pocket money, because you know why, my pockets are deep.
Because that's the, even if you're a waiter, guys, even if you're a waiter in Europe, guys, the money does not math is not messy.
Yeah, I saw Saul there was
like, yeah, like what the hell.
And you know, so, what like, if she comes for you guys,
yeah,
we no. don't give a fuck.
Okay, but also let's get back to the ghost lady thing, guys.
Yes,
ghost lady
yes,
is the
yes,
nicest person on this network,
sweet,
guys.
Sweet.
I remember when we first.
She's the best of us.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah, right, she is. She is.
Like,
I love her.
Yo, remember at the shoot when it's supposed to be the shoot? The shoot was not happening. It was not dating, but she was so, you know, concerned about what.
Yeah.
Love her down. Shout out ghost lady.
Shout out ghost lady.
Don't ever let some people from Italy disrespect you.
No, that was rudest. No, no, no.
It was.
Whether you are telling us,
don't be too harsh. Just relax.
But also the point that you made that you said
she doesn't like women.
I think she has a problem with women.
Yes.
Is that what you feel from watching?
Yeah.
Like even on the show.
Even on the show on Big Brother. Yes.
But I think the same thing that she was accusing Udidi, or Didi so male centered needs approval from men.
That's her.
She does it as well, because even in that episode you see her, because you've got Umek Lana.
You're feeling like a bomb exploding.
Yeah.
You know, I think she felt it was okay for her to be able to speak to a ghost lady like that.
Yeah.
You know, and
I didn't like it also. The guys didn't back ghosting.
I actually wish there was a sort of rebuttal of like,
Mac, I was very disappointed.
No, guys, it was disappointing. Like, why?
Listen, don't talk to our lady like that. She's just as much of a valued member of this show.
Also, she did put the hair in the oven.
Yeah, just lower your bass a little bit. That's what me and my friends call it. Like when someone is talking with too much bass.
Yeah.
that means you're being disrespectful. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just lower it a bit. We could get back to the interview, but don't talk to ghost lady like that.
You ready to go toe to toe with
because they would do it to us if some mess happening here.
But did the hair go into the oven? Because she said it was by the door, but that's the oven.
It's still the oven. Like, no, she even tried to defend the face thing on top of the dishes. It was still a part.
We saw you.
The hair weighs how much, and it's this expensive, and it weighs this much. So if I did that, it wouldn't be a thing.
Also, it was like, one wig for 3 months.
Shout out to the wig.
I wouldn't know the difference.
Shout out to the wig. The hair's fire.
But here's the thing that I want to say very quickly.
It's still fire. Yeah, you know I love everybody's outfits, everybody's hair, everything.
It's still fire. Always. Still forever. Fire.
Oh, Shamisa Mosaka, guys. Loves you all.
That's it.
I love all of you, actually. Tandeka.
Don't crash out now.
So I want to say this, okay? Here's the thing about housemates and everybody. If there's another season, anybody who wants to go into a reality show like Big Brother, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's got such a toxic fan base.
Right.
Please hear me and hear me good, right? When you leave that house, don't get involved in your fans politics because it's going to close doors for you. Mm. It's going to create problems for you. What I've been seeing post this with the interviews that these people are doing, is that some of the housemates are taking the beefs that the fans have created and have made them whatever. Especially if you want to be part of the entertainment industry,
mm-hmm.
you cannot be taking what your fans are saying. Oh, don't talk to this person. Don't go to this place. Because they don't get the game. They don't understand the industry.
They don't.
And also they are too emotional. The fans, you understand? Because
and it's a show at the end of the day. It's a
freaking show. When we are I just saw Meli on Spreading the Humors. Millie's interview, loved it. Because he understands. He understands.
That
is a show because they were asking him for a Bravo, whatever. They had a little situation in their house. He's like, no, that's my boy. I understand why he had to vote for me in the house.
We are
in
a competition for 2 minutes.
That's how you do it. So I want these people to stop this nonsense of listening to your fans outside of the house. Yes, I know who you want that money. Yes. But those gifts are going to stop and you're going to need to have something.
Still have
but also, do you think it's good for reality TV stars to do interviews after the show? Because, I mean, with Big Brother, it is a game.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
I think if you're trying to build, interviews are always a good, you know, because guess what? When the show is done, a lot of people tune off. Is it tune off or tune out?
Tune out.
Yes, you understand? So if you still want to build a momentum and still want to leverage your presence in a television show, I would advise that you continue to do interviews, but do interviews in a smart way. Have a plan.
They have PR training post the show because these are obviously supposed to be regular people who've only experienced the limelight now.
Look, they do, but Multichoice is not going to like this. They do, mm-hmm. however, the training is coming from the broadcaster Multichoice, so it's to the benefit of Multichoice, not to the benefit of them as individuals.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
So there is a training, but let's be honest.
But it might not actually be for you.
Can I say?
It's like a 30-minute training. Like,
exactly.
We've always done that.
Yeah.
Before
nobody's
going
to tell us. Nobody's going to tell them what we guys are doing right now. Mm. Where we are generally, we've been in the industry.
But are they prepared for the fame that comes after the show?
I don't think they are prepared, but now we live in a time where, I mean, right now, as Londiwe, as Ushami Shamiso, for instance, right? You've done television for whatever, right?
Mm.
Right now, if you went right now out of your own volition and saw a TikToker that you think is talented and you went to that TikTok and said, oh, I can see that you can be a good presenter. Please don't post this. They're going to look at you and say, they will even do a video and go, ha! Somebody's jealous of me and my followers.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. They're not from our generation where we valued
being trained or being given advice.
You get what I'm saying? So now, because they believe that they are replacing the old guard. You understand?
Mm.
So now you cannot simply give an advice to somebody that you see potential in. Because now they see that, oh, you're scared of me. Oh, you think I'm coming for your spot.
You're trying to stifle
me. Why, guys?
No, but that's why
respect your ancestors. They were there before you.
No, but I think that it's very important to... There's a reason there's a term lost in the source. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You... at the moment, at your prime, at your peak, at your most followed, most adored, most talked about, there is a natural arrogance that develops in a person.
Yes.
And it's very important for you to remember that, like, yo, I don't know it all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then when you get lost in that, that's how the quick rise and the quick fall.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So just remember that, like, people that are talking to you, sometimes they know, like, I have, like, younger friends, you know, sometimes where I'm just like, and it's not even like a career thing, like even in terms of like relationships, I'm like, I actually have to let you learn on your own.
Yeah.
I want to say this thing, but I know because of where you're at right now, you are going to think that I'm hating on something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to watch you, unfortunately, crash, burn, get hurt, and then you will come to a sort of realization on your own, because a lot of people don't like to listen. And I'm like, I'm the youngest person in a lot of the groups that I'm in, so I know what it is to be that person.
Yeah.
But now that I'm getting a bit older, you know, I'm turning 28 this year, and I
I was about to ask you, can I ask you what your age is?
She's born in 98.
I'm turning 28 in June, yeah. So for that reason, I'm like, you know, sometimes there's certain things where you just have to let people see, and it's unfortunate because you can care for someone, but it's like, guys, don't get lost in the sauce. Life is long. This industry is so fickle.
Yeah.
Do not make the wrong or the mistake of thinking, I'm always going to be popular. Or, do you know who the fuck I am? No, chief. There's another you tomorrow, another hun, another guy, another trip, another trend, another whatever.
There will never
tomorrow
be another Lundy Dundon.
You are replaceable. It works like this.
No.
So you need to also maintain your industry relationships. If I'm rude to the sound guy, you never know if he's going to then go work somewhere else.
No.
And then when they're talking about me, considering me for something. Lundy
Dundon. Sorry.
No, but I'm saying that the industry is... is that fluid.
East London. But Lundy Dundon, why?
No, but I'm saying that the East London.
Yo, I'm waiting for Shamisa to clock that and actually say something about it. I'm like, Shams, are you going to let that slide?
East London, Lundy Dundon, no.
I'm telling.
No, I'm not saying that, like, everyone is different. I don't, I don't think there's another honey like me.
Yeah.
There we go.
You know what I mean? And one really is unapologetically herself. Yes. We're all one of one.
Yeah.
But I'm still
saying. But respect,
saying,
yeah, understand
respect
the game, yeah.
There's a lot of time where talent acts like I am production's boss. And it's like, no, we are colleagues, all committed to one mission, which is making this shit look good.
Do you know what I mean?
So now if I'm rude and I come here and I'm belligerent and all of that stuff, then someone's he's going to go work on a different production. They're going to suggest me. He's going to say, Shamisa's actually a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
So it's like...
And then you're never going to get work.
Exactly. So don't be lost in the sauce. Acknowledge, respect, and... be cognizant of everybody.
So that's the closing.
That's
another crash out.
No,
that's the closing.
You know I have to let
Sunday. Because also, what is Tandeka going to talk about, like, outside of the house? Hey, what happened in the house?
So does she need to read the room?
Okay, she needs to read the room.
She has a serious beef with Chelo also.
She needs to stop talking about Liema as well.
I
think it's enough. I think it's enough.
Can we get Liema to come talk to us?
Liema.
Oh, Liema,
come to us.
It's a safe space.
You see this couch? I mean, you can't sit between Londi and I.
Yes.
You'll sit here, but...
are you still...
I was sitting reading things and I see your former colleague. But we got to talk about it, though.
Why are my housewives so messy these days?
My housewives are messy.
Melanie, like, for you getting arrested.
What's going on?
Because what's happening?
Now there's a court case with her and Beb. Look, this is not a new story, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, this story has been in the news and on the socials, where Bev was, you know, accusing Nkuwa Mokolota a certain amount of money, but
150.
Is there more to it? Because some things are just...
Why are you
not
looking at me?
How you know, for the housewives.
You're a housewife.
Aren't you going to get
rid? Well, see what had happened was.
Yes, God. There you go.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Allegedly. I never use that word. Because what? Anyway, but does Nonku still owe Bev? I think not. Because apparently she did pay some of the money. But also the amount is very wrong. The figure...
So the amount that we talk about is 125,000.
It's not 125. Apparently there was compound interest.
Compounding gap.
From how much?
15% of what?
I met.
But I can't say the amount. Because now it's like I'm gossiping. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But the amount being one, it's like to, if Shamiso gets 25K for one gig, she did two gigs.
Okay. Okay, got it. Do the math. Yeah.
And then 15% for compound interest was charged. And then every time it wasn't paid, it went up.
Okay, accumulated.
Yeah, but also, why? Are you like a legal creditor?
But it was that, you can't speak for. Yeah.
So what is
But that's the thing, because if you're. No, friend, if they agree to the terms,
yes.
I might not be a creditor.
But you agree that I'm going to the terms, come with the interest.
Yes. Okay, but Shab, is that your friend? Would your friend do that?
But if you, why take the money if your friend is putting that condition on it?
If I'm loaning you a lot of...
But like you can see I'm desperate right now, right? And then you use that to your advantage and then at the interest.
No, but friend, if it was agreed upon in the beginning...
Would you do that to your friend?
When I think about my friends, no. I wouldn't.
So they weren't friends.
I wouldn't add that interest, but I'm saying I feel that Bev is fully within her rights to add interest. It's a large amount of money. You don't know you don't know the. He's coming with the Gucci talk. You don't know the depth of the friendship. So I might feel like, yeah, we cool, but like, are we close like that for you to ask me for money? Because personally,
They were praying together.
I would do anything.
They were prayer buddies.
They were praying
together. No, friend, don't even try and go there. They were very close, besties,
posting three times a day.
Who's the other white girl? Jojo.
There was beef there also.
I'm actually going to keep quiet.
Jojo felt like she lost her friend. Kanti meanwhile, babolekana izimali nawe interest. Wow. Boom.
There's a thing,
but you're talking about prayer as if there wasn't a whole thing on social media about the thing of we were only friends for the show. I mean, I'm glad.
Who said that? Bev?
No.
Who said that?
Didn't Nonku say that about Jojo when they had that falling out? And I'm saying, I don't know these people personally.
I'm saying that you can't deduce that it was a deep friendship based on that because
you would have also thought Jojo and Nonku are deep.
Such as?
I can't go into.
Okay, then why are you
But you saw on the blogs that now there's bags
that
are being like included. Because apparently someone raided someone's closet and then said they were going to take the items to a pre-owned seller. And then take that money and give it to the friend.
Okay.
And then she never got that money.
Hallelujah. But here's my thing.
But again,
I'm just very big on like not loaning money loosely. I'm not saying we have to But
just
for
don't
me,
do
like
it.
You need to know
but
your place.
Is in a desperate situation.
No,
but
exactly.
But you really need to be my friend.
I feel like Bev is doing too much.
Know
guys.
Your place in my life before you even ask me for that
but
shit.
But the fact that she paid, guys, I feel like Bev is doing too much.
As in, she paid the amount, but without the interest.
Oh. Okay.
But I also listen. I love Nonku. I'm a Nonku fan. Whatever. I don't know her personally. Love her to bits. As you know. But if, here's where I'm coming from, and just allow me to state it. One, if initially when she was borrowing that amount, it was agreed upon that it was going to be paid with a certain interest on it, then it should have been paid with that interest. One.
Okay.
Two, if there was an interest that was agreed upon and then she missed payments and it compounded to a number that is bigger than what she initially...
That's what's happening.
That's a problem.
But why are you going to social media?
Finally. Because but if you're not paying her back, what is she supposed to do?
One colota.
Lawyers.
So,
where are the lawyers?
Okay, but now, but here's the thing.
Why are we getting involved?
If lawyers are involved, then it becomes a
they
public
tell
thing.
Us. Now we have to be involved.
No, but if it's a legal thing, then it becomes public because, you know, at the court thing.
No, Bev is making it a public thing.
Okay.
Nonku said nothing.
Yeah.
But I mean, you don't know how much she might have been trying to get. And I don't know these women. Shout out to all the ladies. I'm not biased, but I'm just saying, you don't know how long she was. If I'm constantly trying to get your attention, let's say privately, and you're not responding, at some point I'm going to light your ass up. Like, Violet. Do you know what I mean? Because I've been messaging you, emailing you. Let's just say that's what's happening. What other option do I have? Either I'm pulling up to your crib.
What are you not understanding?
I'm going to smack you or I'm going to go to social media.
Papa.
Okay.
Like, civil rights. It's almost as if now she's just trying... Because, Okay, what like else does she do her? Outside of housewives? Now there's no housewives. There's no ultimate girl
so
trip.
So you reckon she's
now she wants to train
chasing with the situation.
Do you she think wants... she's trying to embarrass Nonku?
Yes.
Okay.
She's using Nonku to train. That's it. Would you talk about Bev if she wasn't?
Possibly not. But at the same time, as somebody, possibly. You know, hey, Mara, guys, no. Mamela.
Does she want to be talked about?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't.
She's even launching her boyfriend now while she's trending for the competition.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Boyfriend? Doesn't she have a husband?
Way
that guy, man.
Just because you're a real housewife, it doesn't mean you have a husband.
Damn.
So I can join?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm coming.
No,
And I'm not going to borrow anyone money.
No.
And I'm not going to be borrowed money. Like, no effing ways. What the hell?
Wow.
Okay, so Bev is making...
I want to say things, but I'm...
No.
But I nothing. Okay,
but wait, guys, but wait.
So no, just... you're not being fair. No, friend, I need to say
no,
this.
And it's fine.
Friend,
me? Why
fair.
Am I in it?
It's a conversation that's too close to home. It's fine. But I do think that your opinion...
She must pay the interest.
Yes.
I think your opinion
no, but
is a bit biased.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, guys.
Yeah. She has to pay because here's the thing. You know, sometimes it's so painful when somebody owes you and they are... so nonchalant about it, whatever. Like, you know, my situation with the car thing, whatever. The guy was told by the court, you need to reimburse Phil for his car and all of that stuff, right?
But that's
what is
different.
But here's the thing. It's
that's
not different, because he's just not doing anything. Is that thing? Remember when
but
I was telling, you the story, friend? When I was telling you the story, mm-hmm. Remember I was telling you, Jorge, it's like when you take somebody to small claims court, right?
Yeah.
Let's say maybe they owe you like, what, 10,000 rand, right?
That's where Biff's supposed to
yeah, you
to
take
go.
Them to small claims court. You can't take somebody who owes you more than 10,000 rand. So you take somebody to court, right? And then you win the case. And then you win the case. And they're saying to this person, you have to pay Londi back. And this person decides, just because you took me to court, I'm going to spite you.
So, 1 rand. 1 rand a day. I would
so
also do
when,
that.
When you cash out, friend, it makes sense.
1 rand a day.
That guy is...
No, and I also think it's also like, give someone context. Like, if you owe me money and I see you on the gram, living life, going to lunches, going on trips.
It's painful.
There's also that. No, yeah, no, that part.
It's painful.
And I'm saying, at least give context. You'd be like, Chief, I'm actually still broke. It's...
My boyfriend.
It's my boyfriend that's been taking me to lunch. Or it's my friends. I go out for
but
lunch
guys,
with my friends. And they pay order. My portion of the bill. Mm. But like to just see someone, hey, but Baukolota is not nice.
Oh, but if Nonku
it feels
would
like
say,
a slap in the
these
face.
These are my reasons why I'm not paying her.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
How do we know? Maybe Umtshelile.
Okay.
She's not public about it. Bev is.
All right, cool. Okay, we'll give her that. Mm. What are we
Grace,
Grace Montana.
Grace Montana. give her Grace
maybe
Montana.
She did. But that's the thing, though. But you know, right now, the narrative just comes from one side only. So, yeah.
But let's talk about people that are getting their finances together.
All right, cool. Let's
right.
do that.
Tebe Makuku recently signed a partnership with Microsoft.
Yes.
Crazy. What was it for again? Small creative businesses.
Yeah.
Right. So, guys, this is my thing, right? Because Microsoft is a very big company.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think partnering with an American big company like this takes away from the essence of the brand? Tebe Makuku is very original. It's an African, you know, it's very original.
No,
it's
from...
not. But partnering with an American company for finances might influence the brand. Let's say someday the brand is not doing well, right?
Right.
Obviously, the partner has to come in and say, how can we fix this, right? And then they come in with their own voices, their own aesthetic, and then that takes away from what the brand stands for. Why do you not get financing from the government here in SA?
What's your answer? What's your answer?
No, I'm throwing it on the table first. But for me, it's like, yes, you can take the finances. I get it, right? Because we needed to start a company. It's tough to start a company. But in the same breath, if you believe so much in your brand, why not, you know, just go the hard way?
So my
understanding is the long route. Play the long game.
So my understanding is this, right? Tebe Makuku is an established business, right? That has been helped to get to that level.
Yes.
Of, you know, and the partnership with Microsoft is... him opening up a door for other young entrepreneurs within the fashion space to be able to get financing to build themselves as business. Because the biggest mistakes that we make as creatives in this country a lot of the time, especially in the fashion industry, is that they don't treat themselves as a business. They don't understand, Jorge, it's not about getting your name out there and just being famous. This is a business that needs to run like his pasta shop.
Yeah.
You know, there needs to be books, there needs to be in Tonton, right? From what I'm my understanding of this whole thing is that thing, Jorge, it's more about empowering young up-and-coming designers with business resources, which is financial and education as well, right? So why would you not want to go to the government? Hi, Lodi, nah, guys.
Yeah, it's a long process.
And you know what, guys, on the comment roommates, please tell me if I'm wrong, correct me on this. Maybe I come from a privileged thing that I've created for myself, by the way. Guys, I'm very averse to us as creatives always looking to the government to come and help us. Do you understand? Because the government has shown us time and time again that they don't value our contribution to the South African economy.
Right.
But I said, that's why you've got bills like the Performance Protection Amendment Bill not being signed by the government.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. Why would you not want to protect the talent that is coming from your own country? Why do you not want Phil to be able to have that thing that
that's
I
what
could
I'm
not
saying.
Say the other day?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, unemployment, what
like,
do I
do? It UIF takes a whole Microsoft to come and invest.
Exactly.
In a big brand like Tebe Makuku. In
at the same, yeah. At the same time, I also want us as creatives to say, not just the middle finger to the government, we still need them in some aspect.
We do.
To encourage private investment in the arts. Do you understand? Because right now, a lot of people don't think that they need to go pitch to a private entity.
Yeah.
Like a musician right now who's trying to create an album.
Also, they don't know the platforms for funding that are available for them as creators.
But it's not just platforms, like businesses. Like
no one is telling them.
You can go pitch. You can go pitch to a business. You know, it's like being an influencer. Let me give you a simple example.
I like pitching to businesses.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like being an influencer, right? People always ask me, I always say, at the beginning of the year in January.
Yeah.
Well, even when I used to have a manager. In the beginning of the year, I have a list of these are the brands that I want to work with.
Yeah.
These are my dream brands. And these are the brands that I will actively target. Meaning, I'm going to create, dear McDonald's.
That's where you're getting the money
I
from.
I want to work with you because I think you and I can do this project.
That's it.
You and I, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the kind of private investment and engagement that I'm talking about. I'm talking about us stopping this thing of thinking that the government will pull through for us because they've shown us time and time again that not all of us are going to get into that room.
Do we just give up now?
I'm not saying give up. I'm saying that we need to get into the habit of being able to go to the private sector, to go to private entities that have nothing to do with the government and say, this is my vision. This is my dream. I feel like my dream and your vision aligns with your values as a company, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's work together. The worst thing that could happen is somebody to say no. And a no now could be a yes 10
months
later.
I hear you, but I feel like it's the same thing as like weaponized incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to consistently be of no use to you to the point where you actually give up and you're like, fuck it, let me do it myself. And then you actually get off the hook. Do you know what I mean? Because like, shut up. Now the entertainment industry doesn't expect anything from us anymore. Finally. Do you know what I mean? So I hear you in saying that like, let's channel our energy elsewhere, but at the same time I feel like it gets people off the hook.
Yeah,
you know, because eventually you give up and then they're like, whew. It's not like they're gonna say no, don't give up on us, please. They're gonna be like, good shot.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Number one. Number two, I mean, even with the Tebe thing, shout out, and I hope that it works out for him, but there's always a up and a downside to independence as a creative, whether you are a rapper, artist, DJ, perform, whatever. There's the upside, which is that you have creative control. You can eat all your money. No one's cooking you and fucking scamming you and shit like that. But the downside is that you don't have the machine behind you. You don't have the engine. So all of your efforts have to be on your own. So like you said, I hope it doesn't change the way that he does things.
I really hope they don't
impact his creative
direction.
Because it's a collaboration to get other people
it can't
on board.
Be a Microsoft has no involvement in fashion, does it?
No.
No, but
for me, it's a weird partnership.
To me, it makes sense.
I mean, you could have.
To me, it makes sense because it's not like a Richem Nisi and Rain collaboration.
But they know nothing about fashion.
This is guys. This is like a VC. You know, in America, what do you call this thing? Silicon Valley.
Okay.
You know, with tech companies,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So this is like a VC kind of thing. the way that I'm reading it, right?
Yes.
It's simply Microsoft as a company that has done so much, you understand? I say we have the resources and yes. the means to be able to teach and empower young yes. entrepreneurs, not to get into tech. So we are going to go and find Ulondiwe, who's in the hair business.
Right.
And partner with Ulondiwe to be able to get other people within that space of trying to start Ama salons.
Yeah, but I'm to be saying able to get because them. Sometimes partnerships don't work out the way we planned them.
True that.
They might change the vision and say, you know what? What you're doing is not working out for
and
us.
And they creep and up on you. Yeah. To say that,
how
don't
about
you think
we add
should...
like an orange range just to represent our new software
but
that we don't
Microsoft know. Is not going to influence Tevez's range, guys.
I just don't. I don't. I struggle.
What's going on?
Well, how would they
why am I not? Am I the one who's...
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Talk to us. Go
so what Phil is saying is that it's a collaboration to yes. assist in upcoming businesses, yeah. right? So Utebe essentially is a doorway to the South African creative industry. Well, for let's say entrepreneurial creative industry. So what Microsoft is doing is that Microsoft is saying, hey, we see that you're doing so great, right? How about we come together and also help other people come up, right? That's what Phil is saying.
We
what,
hear him.
What Londi's saying is that because it's a collaboration, right? It's two big parties coming together, right? What's to say that they won't influence the way he actually like represents his personal brand? Even though it's the whole idea is to help those young people. Like, for example, if they say, okay, cool, we're going to do a conference, let's say, but this conference has to be formal and we need you, Tebe, to wear a suit, let's say, right, to wear like a three-piece suit. But maybe Tab is not a three-piece suit type of person.
Yeah.
And then they say, but that's how we want our brand to be represented, even when you speak to these upcoming people. I think that's where she's coming from.
Okay, yeah. I still don't think that would ever happen.
No, I'm just,
not ever.
They no, creep up on you. And also, I'm just always very skeptical of the big guy. I mean, that's why you have artists, DJs, complaining about, oh, my manager did this or the record label fucked me over or whatever.
Yeah.
So when it comes to like the big guy, I'm always like, it comes across as a nice smiley face. And, oh, we're going to do this.
And they come
we
with
really
the money.
And here's the money. They, that's
you know?
What I'm
okay,
the
that
engine.
I will give you guys. That I will give you guys.
The
I get
engine,
that.
But you don't know
as
their
a creative,
real intentions.
As a creative.
For your brand.
Yeah, but also we need to encourage our creatives not to be scared of collaborations and because
I get
thing,
that
guys you're
but
you
even
know,
with
you know
music
saying,
it happens once you sign to a big label now they start telling you you're doing piano they're saying no do pop
see
now.
This is what sells you know what I'm saying
remember
now
when
they're
when
taking over your
when
whole
we first
creative
knew
direction
on this platform, I'm sure I had those conversations people saying that to me I'm sure you guys had
don't
where people
personalize
were saying
it.
To you, no when people were saying to you why would you join a network when you can just create your own podcast because people don't understand certain things need the machine.
We need the engine. We need the
certain
fuel.
Things need the engine.
Yeah.
Listen, me trying to do my own podcast is not going to be the same as me being
no,
able to come
it's
here
not.
And just be able to do
be
this
riding on Mac G's wave. That's it.
I think the baby had drunk a refill.
Yeah, also me.
No, but I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, that's it.
No, okay, so shout out to Tebe. Hope it works out.
Yeah,
genuinely.
No, but it's a good thing, though.
It's good.
It's a big thing.
We were just having a heated discussion.
Let's read the room. We agree that it's a good thing, right?
It's a good
that's
thing.
We agree.
And they mustn't try change or manipulate
anything.
Or anything.
Awesome. We love you
awesome.
The way
awesome.
You are.
Yes,
awesome.
Like,
awesome.
Let's really... The corporate must actually genuinely care about the
just
creative.
Just give him the money. He knows exactly what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Except, you know, so for me, I'm just like... Like I said, very skeptical of the engine, but shout out to Tebe, and I hope they don't try to change his vision because he's brilliant.
He
you
is.
Know? So they mustn't even do that, you know? But anyway.
No, before you go.
They mustn't make him a mobile.
Wait, before you go there. Yeah. Oh my God.
Where are we going?
I forgot to talk about the new show.
Do we have a new show? What's
No. It's just about casting.
Okay.
You know, it's
okay.
Just some awesome people
casting
are moving.
News with
casting
Bella.
News. Casting
yes,
news.
Let's
yes,
go.
Yes, yes,
let's go.
Yeah, I'm gonna be very quick about it. Clingly.
Are you gonna wait for your refill? Or?
I saw you posting the radio lineup. So I'm like, this is my guy.
Guess what? Somebody,
oh,
somebody,
yes.
That guy on your chest. then tweets me and says, why did you not put up the Sunday ones? And I did not realize. No, I did not realize that I had only put Saturday, Monday to Friday.
But like now he's our friend.
Yeah, yeah, I, no comment.
No. 2 bottles of tequila later. Yeah, so no casting comment, news, yeah, who yeah. are you excited for? Because...
So, I think we're waiting for the Bev, but let's just go into it. So,
yeah. I just yeah. wanted to say...
Waiting for Bev.
Earlier...
Bev,
I don't know who Phil... What would we speak about earlier where I'm like, now this person's life is going to go to shit because Phil, the power of his tongue.
What did I say though?
Okay, please just say that...
What happened?
Bev is going to get her money back because then she'll get her money back because you...
No, she will.
Oh, if you say...
No, they will get over it. They will make up.
And they're going to be fine.
Yeah,
if Phil says it, then it becomes a reality.
They're going to make up. Okay, the Bev is taking too long, so let's just do this.
Okay.
So there's this wonderful thing that is happening right now. You know, everybody's panicking about the industry. Oh, what's going on?
So many changes.
And people were saying SABC, Pagam. But it seems like it's ETV, Pagama,
or
mind.
Oh, really? They come with that.
ETV was always the cooler one. Out of all.
So ETV is dryly trying to make its mark right now. So they've got 2 new shows that are coming up, 2 new telenovelas that are coming up to replace Scandal and Smoke and Mirrors.
Okay.
Right? Scandal, huge slot. At some point, they were like literally coming neck to neck with.
Why is this happening?
It's a hard spot to fill.
Yeah, it was not working. But also, things have to end though. They've been there for like 20 years.
But who's filling it up?
Yeah, so they've got 2 new shows. One that is produced by Teja that is going to be replacing a Scandal. And the other one that's going to be replacing Ilenjus and Smoke and Mirrors is done by a company called Final Cut, which is the same company that was doing Smoke and Mirrors, right? So the big news is what I broke on Twitter that. Ulono Sindilatu from the river.
The legend.
Is she coming back to our screens?
Yes.
I love it.
She's coming back to our screens. She's going to be on the one that is replacing Scandal.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know what the title of the show is right now.
Is she the lead?
Yeah, you can't have Cindy that.
I've never seen her.
Do you know
what the that woman's rate is?
So,
if she's not a lead, then you're wasting money, right?
You're wasting time.
So Cindy Latu is coming up on that show. Guess who else is on that show?
Me.
Ramichweni.
Ramichweni.
Ramichweni is on that show.
Alpha females. No.
Yes, how is that going to go, guys? So it's big names, right? So the third name that I have right now is a guy that everybody loves.
Yeah.
Temingos.
That guy that everyone thinks is...
Everybody loves Temingos. You don't like him?
Yeah, they do.
Yes, I like that guy with the beard and the bald.
Yes.
He's also very hot.
Okay.
But why do you guys give me like the weird look every time I say someone's hot?
I'm not involved.
I thought you would like him.
I like him. He's my friend. I'm actually.
All right, cool.
He even has a Londy London t-shirt.
When you hug, sometimes do you want to go like.
No, he's just hot.
So we've got that on the show that's gonna be replacing Scandal, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So on the show that is taking over from Smoke and Mirrors, the show is called Mzini, the Family Legacy or something like that. So on that show we've got Wise Man Ncube. We've got Kabonina Qubeka.
Oh,
we've got
Kabonina.
I have a question for you, by the way, Phil. Continue.
Okay, cool. So we've got Umuchabi Qelele.
Oh,
you know who Mutabit Kalele
is? This all happening on ETV? Is this all happening on ETV?
Yes, it's on ETV.
Wow.
We've got Umuzim Tabela. Oh, this man is so sexy. You
see, now ETV is cooking.
This tall guy with a...
In jabs.
Wait, guys, ETV has budget, eh?
Yeah, and Dumisan in bed. So, yeah, those are the names.
Which production is...
Yeah, so this is going to be done by Final Cut. Which is the same production company that is doing, not Scandal, that's doing Smoke and Mirrors.
Smoke and Mirrors.
So basically what's happening on that slot, Smoke and Mirrors, is like the same company is replacing itself.
Patu's
on the one that's going to, it's Teja Pictures. So it's the one that's going to be replacing Scandal. Oh. Thank you, Buti.
So listen, Phil, so on my radio show, we have a segment on Tuesday where we discuss television.
Mm.
And sometimes we do have a guy named Quentin Mklongo. He comes in.
Yeah.
He talks about TV shows, movies and stuff a lot on TikTok. He's got a YouTube channel, shout out. And he was saying that there's a very redundant storyline in terms of SA television, as in it's always two families divided by being drug lords, families divided by something that they fall in love but there's always a two family thing. Do you think it's repetitive?
It is.
Why do they do that?
It is.
Why do you think I'm reacting like this?
Because no, but I'm saying, why is that a thing?
Because guess what?
Yeah, he said
MC
that.
They just released the trailer or whatever for this.
Oh, two families.
It's the same
two
thing.
Families. It's Lindy.
It's the same redundant story.
It's Cindy Judge's family. And then it's...
Hey,
nah?
I'm going to get into trouble again. Hey, remember we were having a conversation about my CEs? Commissioning editors.
Yes.
I'm so happy. And I'm hoping that the change at Multichoice with Canal Plus is going to get rid of this whole nonsense of I'm a CEs who don't watch television, who don't watch the content that they put on television, being the one that decide. Because they've got this thing, you're going to say, this is what the people want.
Mm.
Understand? So they are not consuming other aspects. Like, for instance, Shut Up Men Are Talking, which is this thing that was on YouTube that blew up, shows how South Africans are interested in different stories. They're interested in other stories. Just because this telenovela worked does not mean that you have to be doing the same thing over and over again.
Two families,
and
two
it's not just multi-choice, because if you look at Netflix as well, I'm disappointed in Netflix. They are also getting into that redundancy thing.
Yeah.
Of like, for instance, there's
even How to Ruin Christmas or How to Ruin Love.
Yeah.
It's
a two families.
It's two families.
There's a show that's coming up with that guy from the show that you love, Fatal Seduction.
Yes.
Fatal Attraction.
Yes.
Is this Attraction? Seduction.
Or Seduction?
Okay, the color guy, Prince Grootboom.
Yes.
I think it's got a film that's coming on Netflix. It looks, I only seen the trailer, to be fair. But it looks so much like Marked. You know Marked, that was...
Yes,
Marked. And I'm awesome. But you are freaking Netflix. I want you to be the platform where our young creatives go play. You know, I want to see some sci-fi, comedy. But sadly, that's what we are. There's this thing in South Africa where people are like, this is what the people will like. So
but how many two families can we have? Like,
but honestly,
this two families thing, and I didn't even notice it until Quentin said it. And I'm like, actually, you're right.
You didn't
all these
notice
because
it works.
Or a divide. It's
but you
always,
didn't notice because it works.
It clearly works, but it's also like, why are we boxing ourselves?
We could
do so much more. We have so much talent.
But you guys are tricky. You know? Guys say you want something different, and then when they try it, it doesn't work out.
We are different. And you're not telling your roommates about us.
Yes. Yeah. What's the other one? Diamond. What's the one on Netflix?
Black Diamond. No. That's a group.
Oh
what
my God.
Yeah, influencers.
No, Leia Bashincha Mehlo, Makala, but I'm a superpower. Nan.
Oh, Kings of Joburg.
Yes.
We want this.
But then when it happens, you guys are always judging. Like,
right,
no,
though.
We're not
but
doing it as great
right.
as the American
Look,
guys.
Londi, what you're saying, I hear you.
Yes.
That market hasn't
don't
had a time
too tough
to...
on us, guys.
But I'm saying that
the
market hasn't had a time to perfect itself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As in, like, Kings of Joburg.
Give it time.
Isn't it we've been doing two families? So a market like that and a genre like that hasn't had time to... I don't know where we are in terms of CGI. I don't know where we are in terms of...
We're not there yet.
But they want to do two families until they peak.
No, but it's two families. So the other one... Did Quentin tell you this? Did Quentin mention... The other trope that we have in South Africa is having a big name character dying in the first episode.
Really?
There's always someone that dies in the
first episode.
Gotcha.
Like, especially if it's
they
a
had to
name.
Make two of Bongo Koza so that one is left.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what, you think it's what, to hook?
No, there is a trope. So I was saying, I agree with your friend, I do agree that there is a trope. I do agree that it stifles creativity.
Yes.
I blame...
And you believe it happens because people like...
There's
to
no
see...
innovation. No.
They
no,
like
no.
seeing it also. It works.
That's why I don't agree.
Directors
with
are playing...
They
play
I don't agree
safe.
With Lundi there.
They're playing it safe.
The people in the room, in the decision-making room, for me, are the problem.
Okay.
Because if you only show in the audience one thing, like for instance, if you only feed in your child mango...
Mm.
Then you can't claim Koryo. My child likes mango.
No, but they,
because
but
my child has not heard anything.
No, but guys, to be fair,
I
they've tried different things and then they don't work
not
out.
Not hard enough.
And every time they go back to the two families thing, it always works out. What would you do as a company that wants to make money?
But here's the thing.
Would you try?
Would you keep
up a million waka uzame? Because Phil said he wants three families and not two.
But that's why we can't. It goes actually back to the Tebe thing, is that the engine sometimes is the problem.
Yeah.
Because the engine boxes you and there we makes go. You.
Guys, I'm trying to help you guys. I'm trying to help you guys to help our roommates, ne? Because that's the thing. We are as a show right now, right?
Yeah.
We are getting the thing, you're going to say, people still don't get us. They don't understand the fact they're going to say, we are not trying to be like every other podcast show that is out
now
there.
We in it.
You understand? Everybody expect that to have a clickbait moment. Everybody expect that to have...
We're not shock jocks. Like,
okay, I'm with you there.
We're not shock jocks.
So that's the point that I'm trying to make, that sometimes we need to be innovative. Challenge the machine and say, we are going to be successful as a show. We are going to be successful if we put these kind of shows on television. The reason why these digital guys right now are doing what they're doing, they're saying to the television middle
controversial
finger, because every time that anybody else who's not in the circles of the industry was coming with fresh ideas, whatever, they were never, ever, ever given an opportunity.
Yeah, now they're upset.
Because everybody's on some, no, this is what works. And this
they're all angry
work.
Now. And now they're saying fuck you to everyone.
So my thing, guys, is that let's encourage innovation.
Yes.
Let's encourage new ideas. Let's encourage try new things.
But we have to look at the other side.
Guys, I'd rather fail trying than...
But Phil, there's three of us for a reason. You have your perspective. She has
her. Show me some.
I'm just saying, let the two families live.
For me, I hear you, but I do think that a lot of innovation is needed in this industry as a whole. I do think... And I think innovation allows for a lot of opportunities as well.
Thank you.
We are boxing everybody. We're boxing DJs, artists, actors, shows, whatever the case may be. And then it's like a chat of open up the industry. And it's like, yo, let's be innovative. But, like, bring in this person that would be perfect for a sci-fi role. Do we have sci-fi roles? Not
but,
really.
But, Shamiso, you know they're using the same actors and actresses.
Yeah,
same
but
one.
That's what I'm saying.
Where's the innovation?
I think
in that?
Innovation allows for
an space for that, yeah.
Space. Because it allows for room
if you put
for
shows,
everybody.
Like a new
producer with fresh ideas.
Even if it's a young producer, a new actress, you know what I mean? Like, innovation allows
but
for
us
to... But whose
money are you playing with?
That's why we're saying the engine sometimes is the problem.
But you want to try new things with whose money?
Safe. Yeah, the money wants to play
yes.
it safe.
Yes.
And the money doesn't allow for innovation.
I'm also playing it safe with my money.
Yeah, valid.
Yes.
But the money wants to play it safe.
Who's and then, willing to take the chance?
So the engine is basically, trying to make us all a Popeye.
Yeah.
But we know we got Popeyes. We're not the only
still
Popeyes.
Have label, though.
Huh?
We still have label.
Before
level
we
M.
get into it,
first of all,
go.
All I want to say is, okay, Sharp, level M, yes, he's suing a comedian.
Was it a joke?
Yes.
He needs to read the room. So let's,
let's go.
Everyone needs to read the room.
No, tell him about it first. Okay. Just in case someone
level M is suing a comedian who made a joke about Mazingan. And basically, and then said that, you know, it means something about the lion. Look at the lion, whatever. Level M is offended.
Wait. You don't understand Zulu.
I
okay, so as doesn't. Somebody who is a... I'm not a Zulu speaker.
Listen, I'm trying. So I'm a Tswana woman, guys.
It's like, Kimotswana lina, ne? So Zulu ki iti ka backdoor, ne?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this makes sense. It will make sense when I explain it.
Okay, just because you're dating Zulu people, Phil.
So this is it. Nansi ngwenyama bagitsi.
Ngwenyama.
Wait.
I'm going to correct it now.
Okay, I'm just saying so that you understand the context.
Okay, yeah.
So, backdoor.
Backdoor, Zulu.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, here's my thing. Nansi means here.
Yeah.
Ngwenyama means lion.
Yeah.
Okay.
King.
Nansi ngwenyama bayitsi babo. Ngwenyama. Okay. It really means what? Here comes the lion.
Here comes the king.
Wait. That's I'm getting it. There. Wait.
Yes.
Here comes the lion, whatever. So that's direct translation.
Yes.
Right? So what happened with Love More is that he made that a joke. Ugoti. Direct translation of those words says, here is a lion. Here comes a lion. There is a lion.
Okay.
And that's the direct translation of the words.
So, however,
because he didn't watch the movie.
So, Lebo,
okay, so the sentimental explanation of the
chant
is about a king. So it's paying reverence to the king.
To the king.
That the king is coming, so bow.
The king has arrived, bow down.
So they was upset that that guy basically simplified it.
Yes. But here's where the problem for me comes in.
No, I'm not saying simplified, as in he made it not what it was intended to be, is what I mean. Yes. Also, now someone who wasn't offended is going to take offense.
I don't want to catch your hands,
So now, right?
Yeah.
So Lebo M is looking at the sentimental meaning of the words, like the regal meaning of the words. Okay, fair enough, right? Here's where I have an issue, and please don't sue me. Here's where I have an issue. Number one, white people have been translating this as "here comes the lion, this is a lion."
Yeah.
Really?
For years. Remember, Lion King came in 1994, I believe.
And you would
You can literally go.
Ivana.
Why are you taking shots at me?
I was only two.
Or is it because this is a Zulu conversation?
I wasn't born.
Why are you taking shots at me? Anyway, do you understand? White people white journalists and white people in Kenya, you can literally go on the internet right now or go on TikTok. You see people have compiled other journalists making the same statement. If you go on Google go on lyrics, whatever, it says, "Here comes the lion. This is the lion."
So you feel like, why don't you have that energy for those people?
Yeah, but besides that though, why is it so necessary for you? Like, this to me seems to be so litigious unnecessarily.
$27 million.
You are ruining your brand. Like, he right now, anybody who didn't know who Lebo M is, his legacy with the Lion King now will be tainted by this frivolous, in my opinion, lawsuit that he's making. Because why are you suing a Zimbabwean comedian, a black Zimbabwean comedian who's not Trevor Noah, for $27 million, not even million rand?
But also, it's like, guys, comedians have said worse. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, that's, first of all, ladies, leave your boyfriend today. Lebo M's gonna marry all of us at some point.
That's it. Yes.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Lebo, I don't have 500.
I'm not about to say anything bad about Lebo M.
Shout out Lebo M, man.
We just told you that he's being very litigious right now. And
he wants to marry another hand. That's why he's suing someone.
I just said he's going to marry all of us, at least.
One by one.
Also, maybe it's time for the comedian to shine. Maybe it's time. Because when you train, that's when people, you know, all the eyes are on him.
Nobody's ruining his legacy.
I just don't think it's a big deal. We know what you've done. Lion King is huge.
It's huge. It's okay. Let it go.
You can't not know Lion King.
Read the room, Lebo M.
Yeah, someone else.
Read the room.
Yo, we have so many read the rooms today. You also need to read. The room is saying that it's not a big deal.
And nobody.
And no one is discrediting your hard work.
It was
like
not funny.
You go on TikTok right now, ne?
Yeah.
All these kids all over the world that are doing TikTok, whatever, who are covering this story.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying, read the room. Everybody's not agreeing with him.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what do you mean? You're going to sue this guy, $27 million?
What do you think the line is when it comes to comedy? Because, I mean, obviously, Dave Chappelle also got in trouble for some jokes that he made. And people wanted him to get cancelled, but then he came with another Netflix special.
No, but
special.
That's a different thing.
No, but I'm saying, so what is the line when it comes to comedy? I mean, I don't think this guy crossed the line at all. He's not even close to the line. Like, the line is there. He's chilling somewhere. But I'm saying, what is the line?
Type of way.
There's no, I mean, there is a line,
like,
obviously.
Like, whether this guy was a comedian or not.
It shouldn't be a big deal.
Like, with this one.
No.
Corey, somebody direct translated words.
Someone who also doesn't speak
who's
your language.
Who's not
so doesn't understand.
A lot. Extra.
$27 million.
Read the room, bro.
Read the room.
MacGee, do you
well,
have...
I'll just
MacGee
pay 10 cents every day. I'll pay 10
does
cents every day.
Does have it to protect us?
I'll just pay 10 cents every day. It's fine.
You know?
I'll do it.
Okay, so... Popeye. He needs to read the room.
Yes.
He's trying to make the comedian a Popeye. I don't know if it's going to work out, but we also have a Popeye. Yeah. There was someone who posted on TikTok about the fact that they took a girl out on a quota date.
Oh, yeah.
And she was not feeling it.
Bless you.
So let's listen to the voice notes and then you'll tell me what you think.
Because after what just happened.
You know the room is love, this inside, right?
Like, honestly speaking, I can't even comprehend what you just did. You know? I put on this really cute fit. I put on this really nice fit, thinking that you're going to take me somewhere cute. All for you to take me lapha uyongithengela ikota ye 15 rand, not even last number, dog. Not even last number, uyongithengela ikota ye 15 rand nge Kingsley food. Kingsley, Nina, Kingsley, dog. Do I look like I drink Kingsley? Do I look like a girl who comes from a home where we drink Kingsley, Lana? Princess, mtoloka kokwakho, dog. Don't ever text me again. Literally block yourself. I'm going to block you too, dog. Like, honestly speaking, don't ever speak to me again. I am so... my days.
You know what? I'm happy when these type of things happen. Because now he knows he can't date that girl.
Yeah.
No, okay. Because
also she's doing too much.
Let's set it up. Sharp, you met this guy somewhere. Mm-hmm. He hit you up. He said, Sharp, shorty, let's you fly. Out. Yeah, we're going to go out. Okay, we exchange numbers. You then text me, let's say it's Tuesday, and you say, hey, like, are you free? She says, yes, I am free. Shup. When he sent you, where we going? As in, like, do you then, did you say, like, we going to River Park or we going to Meet Meet? Places I love, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, going to River Park or going to Meet Meet? Because, or did he scoop you and say, I'm not going to tell
it
you
it can't
where
be Meet Meet. Meet Meet doesn't have a 15 rand goal.
No, but I'm saying, did he scoop her and say, like, I'm taking you on a date and she just didn't ask and then they landed at the
Kota
place. She
didn't ask, yeah.
Probably didn't ask. Yeah. For me personally, I would ask because I want to know how to dress, first of all. You know, I'm not going to wear guai guais and shit to certain places. And then number two, no, there must have been
she
something
she just assumed.
You knew,
no, she's doing too much, honestly. I would appreciate a Kota date right now.
But not for a first date, Londi. I could go eat a kota with my man who's established that he can take me on nice dates, not first dates.
It depends, guys. You know, I'm used to fancy restaurants. Sometimes you need something that's a bit different.
But not first.
Just to get someone's, you know, real personality to come out.
But first impressions matter.
Yes, but maybe that's what he was trying to get out of it. Like, who are you?
But then text me.
Are you just into glamorous things or are you willing to?
No, but then text me and say, you know, actually, like, you seem like such a dope vibe. I would love to go to the hood. You seem like a girl that, like, I could go to the, like, my boyfriend always says, I love that I can go to fucking Signature with you and I can also go to the Gassi. Like,
yes,
you know, but I'm saying,
maybe he was trying to.
I don't think he prefaced it.
But it was a surprise.
That's why she was shocked.
It was a surprise.
How do you know it's a surprise?
Because she sounds surprised.
Why didn't you ask?
I mean,
okay. I'd be like, where are we going? If we're going on a date, wouldn't you ask Phil, like, where are we going?
Yes. Because you need to.
Because either I
want to
Uber myself or on a dress accordingly. Yeah.
Like, even as a guy, like, for instance, you know, there are certain places where you can't work, you can't wear shorts as a guy.
Yes, exactly.
So I would ask, even as a guy. Even.
But maybe the guy's a flashy guy, so she assumed.
But also, even with that, it's a problem. Assuming that certain people have certain things. Because somebody drives them mad.
Yes.
He must have a mansion. No. You know,
what if he's parking
and I don't have a car right now, so it's on judge and strategy.
That's how Tramia has car. That's his friend's car right now.
No, but going back to the girl, here's my problem with this situation, right?
Yes.
Is this thing you're going to see? This girl clearly is the kind of girl that can read situations, right? Because she understands if you're taking me to this and that's some discernment there, right?
Yeah.
And I also, on the positive side, I appreciate the fact that she did not embarrass him in the date.
In the date,
like
she waited.
Endured, yeah, she endured the date and probably made him think
probably
for
called
everything
a couple
as well.
Of friends.
And then she went home and
the friends gassed her up and then she did this voice.
So let's give her them. Let's appreciate the fact that she's not the kind of girl that, you know, went all crazy and embarrassed the guy in a situation like that, right? Cool. So there's clearly some discernment in her. That for some reason I don't understand, that's why I'm agreeing with you now. Where I don't understand, if you have that kind of discernment, why was this discernment when you were told who you're going on a date?
Yes.
Why were you not able to ask, babe, rako kai?
Yeah,
I mean, the guys were saying, hey, princess, with a heart. So the date went great.
That's what I'm saying. You ask where you're going because it determines what you wear. It determines like a lot of things. So for me, it's just a thing of, I don't mind a quota date. Like I said, I love the hood. I love bride meat. But for me, a first date, it's an absolute no in general. For me personally, you can cook me for it. But for a first date, and at least maybe even if you're saying that like, yo, I want to see you today, but I happen not to be in a zhuzhed up mood. So can we just go to the gassi? Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
But I'm saying at least preface it and say that. But that
we,
like,
we don't know the backstory of this. Also, that's guys, the only problem.
Listen, this is my shit. Right? When it comes to Popeyism, please come with the details, guys.
Yeah, I need the details.
I need to know who, when, what time, place, your ID number, your mom's
date. We're doing this again, guys. We're doing this again.
Hey? We need to know the details. She's going to crash out. Yeah, you see now.
I'll touch on my shorts today. Yes.
Serious.
And like,
write your message today, Londi.
Londi doesn't even know my crash house. This is not even my crash house.
That other gun I gifted. I saved it.
I'm not even. This is not even me crashing out.
Forget about it.
Sorry.
You are.
But we do have another victim. Right?
Yeah.
So this lady, you know, obviously we keep our victims anonymous, so keep them coming. Says, I traveled to KZN to visit my friend in Jersey for the weekend. Okay. We booked tickets to attend a show, which we decided we would go to from 4 p.m. and come back at 10 p.m. She has a 5-year-old child. Ooh. Around 6 p.m., her nanny says she has to leave. We knew this. And the father was meant to be home by 4 p.m. to be with the child. Around 7 p.m., he says he's been stuck in traffic from Pretoria to Kyalami. So we had to leave our event to go be with the child. My friend is apologizing the whole way back. When we get home, he's already there with the child. So I think she basically feels like her friend knew that the baby dad was at the house and just wanted to go home.
Oh, leave but then early,
lie. Yeah, leave the event early and lie and say, but I need to go
home. Because what's the problem here? Because
same.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I think it's a...
Rumi needs to read the room.
It's a my man. But it's also like, just be honest. If you want to be with your dude, be with your dude. My dude is here right now. I'm always with my dude. Everyone knows I want to be with my dude. So if you want to be with your dude, say you want to be with your dude. Don't lie to me as my friend. Because
the friend wanted to be with the... Okay, I get
it. Yes, because then the person who was... the Rumi who's sending this... could have been like, okay, Sharp, I'll stay here by myself. And I can rather just be mad at you.
Yeah.
But not just miss out on lie. The experience.
It's so messy when you die.
Say, I want to go be with my dude. Then I'll say, fuck you, Sharp.
Yeah, it's so messy. Oh, I had Sharp a friend that Sharp used friend. To lie
Sorry.
A lot.
Sorry.
When I had...
Babe, stop laughing, please.
Yeah. Oh, babe. So... when I used to have gigs, right? So I needed friends that were going to tag along with me to my gigs. So it got to a point where... Not even baddies, just like friends.
Yeah.
So it got to a point where one of my friends used to lie a lot because then he got new friends, right? Mm. So he didn't want to tag along to my gigs now because he felt like a groupie. Yeah. But he didn't communicate that. Mm. He ended up lying and saying, no, my friend's mom is sick, like ridiculous lies that made me feel stupid, you know? So I'm just like, why don't you just say you don't want to come?
Yeah.
That's it.
Can I share the conversation that we had?
What conversation?
Are you cool with that?
Which conversation?
About us three.
Oh, sure.
And how you felt.
Go for it.
Cool. Ah. What you're saying right now, it's actually so apt because Monday, when we were shooting,
last week.
We were talking, and she was mentioning the fact that she never understood where we stand because she felt like maybe we didn't like her, whatever, because we hang around. Wait, let me finish.
Because I love
her. Let me finish.
You're in trouble.
And I'm glad that she's mentioning her. She's always with her dude, whatever, because I then said to her that for me, I can't speak for Londi, but for me, the reason why we didn't have that, let's hang out, whatever.
Because
you're always with your guy. You know,
like, even on the night that we hanged out, her guy was there.
Well, he paid the bill, so I'm glad he was there.
That's it. We needed his wallet. Thank you.
No, but you get what I'm saying? It's that kind of thing. So, Urumi is not as honest and did not have that kind of conversation that we had. Because remember, if you and I had not had that conversation on Monday, you would have gone on thinking what you were thinking in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone on thinking what I'm thinking in my head.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just thought you guys didn't resonate with me. I didn't feel disliked. I just felt disconnected.
Yeah.
It felt like you didn't want to chill with us.
No, first of all, you know, after we shoot, I always have to go to Spun, first of all.
Okay, yeah.
So I always also have that in my mind all the time. And then second of all, like my dude, it's not one of those things where it's like, you know, when you're around someone's person and you have to like filter yourself and like, I can't talk freely because her man is there. No, we're best friends. He's friends with all of you. You know, everybody. Yeah.
But
you know what I'm saying?
We don't want to open up in front of your man.
Ah, I'm going to tell him anyway, drink pillow.
Rather that. But you see, what if when you tell the story, you're not comfortable with him being there?
No, there's nothing.
It's different.
Okay, Shab, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you guys. I'm glad we had the conversation. And, you know, you guys...
What if I want to talk about my sex life and your man's there? Like, oh, that's what they're
Lonnie
doing?
Lonnie does the split on the dick?
You know what I'm saying?
What?
You know?
Look, but hey, to each his own, you know? I mean, I just think the point I was trying to make to bring that up.
Maybe.
Sorry, Phil.
Sorry.
Go.
Y'all are taking shots left, right, and center. Like, what the freaking hell? What show am I on? Somebody should have warned me for in this show today.
It's pink. The girlies like talking about sex. That's it.
No.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So the point is that the person should, you should have, your friend
honesty.
Should have told you that I miss my person and
thank
I want to
you.
Go home.
Thank
then
you.
Then I, as your friend, can decide whether I'm going to go with you or I'm going to stay at the function and be a little annoyed with you because these are our plans. But at least you're
honest.
Don't tell me about some babysitting what
and
then...
You should have called someone else to come and chill with her.
You know what I mean?
Do you watch the Miso date where she was like, this is where I feel. This is how
Be
I feel.
Be honest.
Phil. We had a conversation. Now we know where we stand. Now we're cool.
Be honest.
And I love you guys.
Understand? No, we're cool.
Oh,
genuinely,
you're
my colleagues,
okay,
you're my
you.
Friends, you're my...
Fulfill.
You know? Okay, Phil hates us.
So I feel like Phil's doing this thing of hanging out with you and then hanging out with me. And then...
Phil, you're a fake ass bitch.
Let me tell you
God.
Something. Do you know how I've survived?
Don't look at me.
In this industry,
hey,
for as long
hey,
as I have.
Hey, don't look
you know,
at me.
No, honestly, let's have this because I think this is going to help.
Okay, no, let's go.
This is going to help somebody in the industry right now who's confused.
Okay.
This is how I've survived in this industry for as long as I have, right? Mm. It's because I know how to box my relationships and my friends in the industry. Mm. Do you understand? There are certain people that I know in the industry intimately, and I don't mean sexually, I just mean intimately.
Yeah.
Right.
That I've never, ever, ever been to their houses. I don't know. For instance, perfect example, Anele. Anele, that's my sister.
Mm.
That's my ride or die.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been to Anele's house. I've never been in Anele's car. And it was very intentional. Because from the moment that we met, it was very clear that she cared about my work and what I do. And, you know, we are there. Mm,
right.
It's strictly work. It's not personal. It's whatever. We love each other. Great, whatever. But my connection with her is work. Put her there. Right? I've got friends that are just booze friends. That's called Melville. These ones, we hang out with Melville. Right? We are all broke. We drink there. We, you know, that's fine, right?
Am I that friend?
Shush, I'm getting there. I've got friends that I meet and they exploring. I explore. I come into a different world that I'm like, what the freaking fucking hell? Kind of thing. Like, she's one of those. Because first day that we met at the retreat for... Is it a retreat? That thing that we did at the
retreat sounds nice though.
Straight meeting, right?
Like we slept there or something.
Yeah.
First thing that she does, she starts teaching me how to do the Don Julio thing with a pele pele. I never had that. I'm not a hard liquor kind of drinker, right? And we connected from there. Okay, so this girl just and she does it in a way that is not too, you know, because I've got friends who hang out, Kobo Senten and whatever. You know, I'm a village boy, right?
Mm.
But the thing about her that makes it different is that her bootiness is not a pity.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
So she's not on some, oh my God, what are you wearing? You know, you know the Real Housewives thing. But you know, like, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing. So I know how to box my friends and know. And that's why if somebody says to you, Khore, I've had a tiff with Phil, whatever, they'll be lying to you because I even don't cross that. You understand? If you and I are not meeting in the box that
so
I put you
in,
I thought you were the fun box. Let me tell you this.
She's actually very serious.
Before the boyfriend came along, I thought, honestly, I thought,
the
okay,
boyfriend's
these
fun,
two
hey?
Girls, these two girls, yeah. Okay, this one is the one that I'm going to, you know, this one is the one that I'm gonna go
She's
to
so
like
strict.
Some hip hop, some concert, because I don't like concert.
Yeah.
And I wanna get into that cool concert
we're
thing.
Gonna
right?
go, we're
gonna I'm go. This one is the one that I'm gonna be on some
wild.
Oh my god, we went to some concert and we drank this and this
Kanti
happened.
Me.
Kanti is the other one who's gonna be doing that shit.
What do you mean I'm serious though?
You are serious though, friend.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Me?
You.
Why? How?
We had a conversation about it. When we were drunk, we're like, yo, she was so strict.
But no, but not that. And here's the thing.
That's
the
not
aesthetic
true.
Says, no, the aesthetic says you are the fun one. You are the crazy
no,
one in the group.
No, but she is fun.
But
she is fun.
You do get too serious.
But she,
and,
yeah.
And maybe
serious
this is not
as in,
fair.
As in via conversation or serious as in... Because I'm literally like a fucking... rock star.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you're not doing it... but then again, it's also my fault because I didn't stay too long. You know when we were at La Parada? After the announcement
yeah.
of the shows?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought the rest of it... Because I liked your friends. Like your gay friends and whatever.
Oh, her friends
yeah,
are so
yeah,
much fun.
Yeah, love them. Love the vibe. But we needed to kind of like, you know...
But I'm saying I seemed serious at La Parada.
No, you didn't seem serious.
Not at La Parada.
Like, that girl... And the girl afterwards, I was like, oh, God, what happened to that girl?
Guys, I'm a vibe. Trust
she
me.
Is a vibe.
Okay.
Trust me.
It's just a different vibe that we thought, you know? Yeah. You know when you see something coming?
Yeah,
when
also,
it comes, it's like,
stop fucking judging people based on their appearance. I have tattoos.
It's the tattoos. It's
but
the
I'm
tattoos.
You are layered, hey?
It's
you
the
are.
Tattoos.
True that,
I
true
look
that.
Like I just came out of prison, but trust me. Like
yeah.
True that. No, no, but you are a sweetheart, though. Like you are very nice
lady. It's like
lady.
JoJo. JoJo is the same.
Yeah.
She's just, I feel
yeah.
like you guys would be good friends.
I love JoJo. I met her once.
Yeah. JoJo
and we got
is
along
amazing.
So well.
She's the sweetest.
No, I fuck with her so hard.
She's
so dope. And like, she's like, inspired me to go do my full leg via tattoos. Do we have, to, you don't do one more Popeyes?
I feel like you guys use the tattoos
okay,
as
you
an
know
armor.
Yeah, nah?
Yeah.
Okay, sharp. No more Popeyes. But my shout out for the week goes to Nadia Nakai. I saw her at the BAL that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And then we had a really deep conversation and we were just talking about the perils of being a public
she's
figure.
She's also a very serious
and
hand.
And talking about...
she's just like you.
She's such a sweetheart though, just like me. But we were talking about social media and how much it can deter you from what you're doing, make you want to like, you know, give up and stuff. So we got into a really like heartfelt and I was like, Chief, she reminded me of who I am.
Yeah.
I reminded her of who she is. And we had a really beautiful conversation. She's always been a big sister to me.
Did
I'd
she
like,
tell you why she kissed Doss?
Hi, Bo.
Anyway.
Rodi, what's happening today?
I'm a housewife of Durban.
Anyway, shout out to Nadia. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're one of the biggest that we have. You know, your perseverance, your energy, your drive, your beauty, and your kind heart are going to keep getting you far.
I
loved having a hot heart with her. I've known her since I was like a kid. We grew up in like the same estate. I've known her since primary school.
Aww.
So you've always been a big sister to me. So that is my shout out to the woman of the week.
That is so cute.
Yeah, you guys are actually cool.
No, we can't top that one. We can't top that one.
I can try.
Okay, go.
Okay, okay. She actually, Ushamizo, corrected me. I thought she had done radio before. I didn't know that this is actually her first radio gig.
Who, Ushamizo?
No, but
you didn't say the name.
Okay, so Muesli is joining Metro FM with Scoop Makatini.
I saw that. Big.
Yeah, I've loved Muesli for forever. Oh. You know what I mean? So I didn't know, Jorge. I thought maybe she had done radio before and now she's coming to a bigger station.
Because
it's long,
they've been
it's
using
long,
her voice.
It's long overdue.
Yeah.
She should have been on radio.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to see her on radio. And Nomusi is someone who deserves the best. She shows up for everybody in her life.
She
does. She is the best person, the kindest person. And I don't know how she has the energy to constantly pour into others and still refill her cup. So definitely well deserved.
Been using her voice on MTV.
Yeah, but
and
radio,
Channel
babe.
O.
Like,
was that
do you have
a
shout
contract?
Out? Do you have a shout out?
No, I'm happy with Nomusi.
I'm not telling you.
Like, Ushamizo, like,
Yeah, but that's my shout out. Nomuzi. Thank you.
Yeah,
for
she's
being
doing
the
amazing.
Person that you are, and congratulations on joining Metro FM with the Scoop Bakhtini.
And shout out to you for announcing the lineups.
Ah, but I'm sending the press release like a friend. That was not a scoop.
Do you get them exclusively in the emails?
Yes, they send it.
So you getting paid, and then we talk about it. Hallelujah. But you getting paid.
Press release.
Though.
Why would somebody pay you for a press release?
No,
just so you can share medicines. I'm a
split sheet.
Hey, but Tumamudim. Londi, who's your shout out? There's another person on there.
I think your daughter for modeling.
Oh, it's Steph.
Yes.
Oh, Steph has been trending on
Stephanie
X.
B from 5FM.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because she's leaving 5FM. She's been on 5FM for 14 years. Mm. Obviously, it's sad to the listeners because, I mean, they've been... What time was her show on 5FM?
I have not... mid-mornings.
14 years. She's been on 5
12
for 14. Nine to twelve. You can imagine now your lunchtime is a bit different because you're going to be hearing a different voice. I'm not sure.
I don't think she's continuing with the radio.
She can join us.
Apparently her husband is something.
Unread the room.
Oh, okay.
Unread the room. No. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Before we close, because I always have to pull it together via closing, because you guys like to, when we get to the end. So I am strict, I guess, you're right, I am serious. Listen, keep sending us your Popeyism stories, but please come with the details. Time, date, his ID number, his location. No, then next... Also, let us know who you'd like to see on our couch. I think we have enough space to have a guest. So let us know who you
Steph
want to read the room.
Steph.
Shout out, Steph. Don't know where you're going, but
shout out, my
shout out to your contribution. You did.
Steph is my girl.
Really?
I was going to go in on Steph. You went in on Nadia. He went in on Nomuzi.
No.
I was talking about Steph, and now the show is over.
Look what's happening.
You know what?
No, how you are the problem.
Now,
you
I'm gonna have a crash out.
Problems.
I'm gonna crash out.
Yeah,
because I need to talk about Steph.
Shout out, Steph. Yeah.
I must see Valage. Valage. So funny, man. Hi, Masambi.
That's right. Any drinks? Say, pay show. Yeah, Shab.
Are we done?
Are we done? Chemiso.
You guys don't... Clearly, I'm just talking shit now.
Hi, Shamsa. Hi,
no, we are the Popeyes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's me. I'm the Popeyes.
Don't you me too? Chemiso.
Yes, love.
You show me pelile.
Pelile.
Nita di mic.
That's what I'm saying. You guys always get comfortable at the end and then you want to go,
wait.
Go.
Is the show over?
Oh my God. Okay.
I can't with you. I can't with the two.
Okay, close it. Close it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Nobody has anything else to say.
Shout out, Steph. You did your big one. I mean, you could have took it to 2 decades. You're just phenomenal.
Yeah, we love
amazing.
You, Steph.
I love you so much. I really wanted to do an interview with you. Like, why is it so funny?
Londi, you have a problem.
Londi,
and call
me, man. Aye.
Why is it so funny?
Okay. Londi, stop. Shamiso.
Right.
We out, right?
Why? I mean,
anyway, shout out. Thank you so much to the roomies for being here. Make sure that you read the room in your personal life and your relationships and all of that stuff. It's very important. Send us your Popeyism stories. Please be a bit more specific. And also let us know who you want to see on the show.
I can't believe
you did an outro. Yeah, man. Shout out, man. Ay, fuck.